This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Hello and welcome to Comic Book Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Comic Book Noise can be found at comicbooknoise.com as part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback. Anyway. If you'd like to make a donation to the show, go to comicbooknoise.com. And there are links on the homepage. I'll tell you how you can contribute through PayPal, Phonic Minutes, or by becoming a patron like these fine gentlemen. I'd like to say thank you to Dave Slusher of the Evil Genius Chronicles, Bruce Rosenberger, Vicious Smith, Rick, James Johnson, Ken Kennedy, Chris, Edward Elmore Jr., Dave Levine, and Frankie DeJesus. Thank you, one and all. Let's see what happens when you actually write things down. I'm sorry. In case you can't tell, I am driving. As usual. Okay, I have to get a little bit comfortable because Patty drives the car and she sits up a lot further than I do because I have a huge ass belly because I am morbidly obese. Anyway, yesterday I was trying to think of what I could do. Well, anyway, as I was saying, I'm driving and I drive on Mondays and Fridays. And so I try to think on Thursday and Sunday about show topics. And if I can't think of something on a Sunday, I just won't do one on a Monday, which means that I really want to do one on a Friday. And there are a lot of things that are going on in the world of comics. Apparently, there's going to be a X-Men book that'll be 60 pages that'll cost $8. Which, if it's 60 original pages, you know, of original story, I don't have a problem with that. $7.99 is rather hefty, but it's just like the equivalent of about two books. But if it's what they usually do, which is like, I say like 30 pages, and then there's a, I say 21 pages of original story, of a main story, then like a couple of short stories, and then there's this big long reprint, then to me, that's not worth $8, you know. For that same amount of money, you can go buy a paperback novel and spend several hours reading it, you know. But this isn't all about the writing. It's also about the artwork. That's what makes comic books so unique and wonderful and beautiful, you know. So there's that. Of course, there's the culture wars going on between the comics gators and everybody else. I thought it was one thing that was really funny. Not funny, but funny like odd. There's one Comicsgate guy that for some reason I was following him on Twitter, right? And he had a Indiegogo that failed. You know, he didn't make his amount. And then he said, and on top of that, the day failed, two friends said that, you know, they broke off their friendship because of Comicsgate. And, you know, a lot of people were telling him about how, well, they weren't real friends and that kind of stuff. You know, if one guy even said, if politics comes between you, then you aren't really friends. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm reading it and I didn't respond because I don't respond to those guys. But I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute. So if a friend of yours is going down a dangerous road that you don't want to go down, and by dangerous, I don't mean like physically dangerous or even mentally dangerous, but dangerous to your own sense of integrity, and your own belief system, then you're supposed to say, oh, well, that's cool because he's a friend. It's like, oh, fuck that. Yeah, they may not be friends anymore, but to say they were never friends is bullshit. Everybody gets to a point where they have to make a choice. You know, everybody gets to a point where they have to choose who they hang out with. You know, and just because this is online doesn't mean it's any different. And even if these were face-to-face friends, it's the same thing. You get to a certain age and you just realize, hey, is this somebody I want to keep hanging out with? And sometimes it's not even, and you know, and most people don't even get to that point. It just happens. You just stop hanging out with people. I had a group of friends. We hung out every weekend, you know, several times during the week, but definitely every weekend for years, right? At least 4 or 5 years. And then one day I looked up and I hadn't talked to that group in months, you know, and it wasn't anything was like, I'm no longer talking to this fellow. It just happens. So I don't know. And plus, they were kind of also surprised that the Indiegogo failed, when a lot of people don't go through Indiegogo because, you know, even if they fail, apparently the guys get to keep your money. And it's like, oh, no. I don't want to necessarily pay for your failures, you know. Anyway, so there's that. A couple of other things. But I decided, you know what, let me see if anybody has any questions. Because a couple of years ago, more than a couple now, I did a Dog Days of Podcasting. And one of the things I did was I put out a call for questions. And actually answering the questions were pretty fun. And it's funny because when I put out the call, I put out something like, you know, tomorrow's episode of Comic Book Noise will be answering, will now be Q&A, answering questions. So, you know, send me your questions and I'll answer them unless they're stupid, right? Which is something I always say, you know, I won't answer stupid questions. And I got some on Twitter, but I got nothing from Facebook. So I guess that says something about Facebook. I guess that everybody I know on Facebook only had dumb questions, or just didn't feel like it. Anyway. All right. So two people sent in some questions through Twitter. And it's really weird because one of them was from Peter Rios. But when I went to actually go back to write down the actual wording, I couldn't find it. The tweet was gone, so Peter either deleted it, which I kind of doubt, or Twitter was just being Twitter. Now, they were Twittering things up, which is much more likely. So I don't know if he still wanted that question answered. However, I'm just going to answer it anyway, to the best of my recollection of what it was. And it was, as far as I can remember, because like I said, I don't know that. Is there any comic book event you would tell younger you to read at that time so you can be like in the moment? You know, it was something like that. It was worded much better, but it was basically, what would I tell, what would me today tell me from way back when to read because I'd want to experience it? And the thing is, most of the things that I would tell myself to experience, I already did when it first came out. I lived next door to my cousins, and my cousins and I, you know, we went to the comic shop all the time, and they had a great collection. And I don't know what happened to their comics, but if I wanted to read something like, oh, let's say Giant Size X-Men number one, you know, or Giant Size Avengers number two, or Incredible Hulk 181, all I had to do was go next door because they had all those books, right? So I'm thinking I might have missed an issue or two of the original new X-Men run from the Giant Size X-Men up until definitely the entire Cockrum and the first Cockrum and Burn run. I read all of those. Except with that, like I said, with the exception of maybe an issue or two. And then I later went back and read those issues, you know. Trying to think. A lot of the, you know, Crisis on Infinite Earths I read at the time. Before that, there was Teen Titans East versus Teen Titans West that I read. There was later Titans War. I can't think of anything, you know. What was it? The Freedom Fighters versus the Crusaders. It was the Dark, the Great Darkness Saga for the Legion of Superheroes. There was the original Elektra Saga, you know? I mean, those are the ones that I remember that I would tell need to read, but like I said, I read them. Later on I read the first three issues of Grendel. You know, in fact, I talked about them on my my Grendel podcast, which I will be getting back to eventually. But those first three issues weren't all that great, and I didn't feel as though I was missing anything. And when I later went back and read Grendel Archives, I saw that no, I truly did not miss anything. I don't know. I read a lot of those early first comics, which was a big deal. Herald Comics, Innovation, Total Eclipse. I'm trying to think of something, and I guess the only thing that I would probably want to read, just to experience it, I suppose, maybe Cerberus or Strangers in Paradise. Maybe. I still haven't read any Cerberus to this day, except for the part that was in Anything Goes. And I finally read the first volume of Strangers in Paradise. I suppose I should talk about that. But I read it digitally, and I'll talk about that at some other time. But at the time that I was really into it, you know, young me was really into it, I had a job. I'd been working since I was... I got my first job when I was like 11, 12, answering phones in a funeral home. And it was... wasn't a regular thing, but it afforded me money, you know. And then I got my first job, real job, when I turned 15. You know, as soon as I could. Was it 15 or was I 16? I think I might have been 16. But anyway, as soon as I could get a job, I got one. At the time, the minimum wage was $3.35, and my very first job I had only paid $2 an hour, but I was stealing shit, so it didn't matter. My first real job where I was able to get to the comic shop on my own, because I was paying, what, 75 cents for a bus? You know, I got bus tickets, so I could catch the bus to the comic shop on my own, you know. But minimum wage was $3.35, and I was making $4.25. So, and I had no girlfriend, no car, I wasn't paying rent, I had no expenses at all. All my money went to comic books, which were extremely cheap at the time. In fact, I think my dad was once saying, boy, I wouldn't pay 35 cents for a comic. I think around this time, they may have been gone up to like 50, maybe 60 cents. But whatever it was still comparatively cheap, you know. So all my money went to comic books and records. I had a pretty good record collection, as well as and then when the Walkman cassette came out, cassette player, I switched over to cassettes, so I had a lot. In fact, when digital stuff first came out, like Napster, stuff like that, that's when I learned how to rip my own, not only rip CDs, but to convert all of my vinyl and cassettes over digitally. So that's why, you know, and eventually I ended up losing like most of my records, almost all my records and most of my cassettes, because I had, and I didn't really care because I already had them backed up on digital, and I still have all those original MP3s somewhere. And boy, do they sound like shit. But anyway, so that's what it was. It was like, I didn't have money, so I just blew it all on comics. So I would buy pretty much everything, you know. I had like issues of Boris the Bear and shit like that. Why? Because I could. The only thing that I really regret, and I've talked about this before, was I passed on an 11 Rockets number one to buy an issue of a random issue of Daredevil. And if I could go back, I'd probably been the only thing I'd tell myself, say, hey, dummy, get that book, you know. But other than that, I can't think of anything. I try to go through life with no regrets, you know. No regrets at all. All right. Ed Elmore Jr. has a bunch of questions and a comment. I'm going to go for the questions and then get to the comment. First question, when are you going to get a car? I'm going to get a car when I get the money. Sorry. See, my thing is this, right? Around November is when the holiday season really starts, okay? There's where I work at, they have time off for Election Day. Then they have time off for, I don't know, I think it was initially Veterans Day. I think that's what it is officially, but it's called, like, basically it's Hunting Day, because a lot of the executives like to go hunting around that time, so they take the time, so, you know, we got the time off. And now it's just like, it was a tradition, and now it is codified into policy for the company. And then you have Thanksgiving, and then you have Christmas, and then, you know, there's where I am, it closes from Christmas Eve to the day after New Year's is when we go back. Now, the company I work at is different than the company I work for. I am a contractor, agency worker, so I have a different set of rules, not rules. There are different things that I have to follow that others don't. Right? I'm not just talking about full time permanent employees, but also other agency workers. Right? Because there are a bunch of different contract houses where I work, and most of them get time off. All right, they get personal days, they get vacation days, they get holiday pay. that kind of stuff. I get none of that. So when I don't work, for whatever reason, I don't get paid. The only thing that will work in my favor is if I work extra hours, or if I work weekends. Number one, I don't get overtime. I get to basically bank that time and take it later, which is how I was able to go to HeroesCon a couple years ago, because, you know, I banked up all my time and said, hey, look, I've got these many hours. I'm taking these days off, right? So from November till about, let's say the middle of February, which where we are now, money is extremely tight. Okay. I mean, extremely tight. So I don't even really get an opportunity to start saving money until the middle of March. Okay. Because I'm lucky I have a landlord who's just, if I'm like, hey, I only have like this much of rent this time, I'll have to get the rest of it in 2 more weeks. He's like, yeah, cool. You know, I have no problem with that. However, the utilities aren't like that. They're like, oh, we want our money, you know? And luckily, that's all I have. I don't have any big outstanding debt. Like, I don't have any student loans anymore. I don't have any car payments, obviously, or anything like that, right? So, long story. And last year was like the first time in years I was able to get income tax return. You know, I mean, I got income tax returns, but it was all, but the IRS debt that I had took it all up, until last year was like the first time, shit, I was able to actually get some money. So hopefully this year I can take that, take a income tax refund if I get one, and I can put some aside for a car, and then just hope that nothing catastrophic happens and goes through my savings. So basically, the answer to your question is no time soon. Yeah, I just have to see what happens next. Are there any new TV shows you're looking forward to? I don't really look forward to new TV shows, because I am so far behind on the ones that I need to watch. My DVR is full. My it's almost full. My Netflix queue is packed. I just have like a bunch of stuff, right? And that's not even talking about the stuff that I've downloaded illegally, you know, like British shows. I still haven't watched the season finale of Doctor Who. Okay. And then on top of that, there's a bunch of movies I also want to see. I still haven't seen Into the Spider-Verse or Aquaman. So yeah. So I don't really look forward to any new TV shows. You know, if something comes out that's comic book related, then, you know, that gets added to queue. That automatically gets added to queues of shit I'm going to watch. However, there's stuff like The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. I still haven't watched. I know that's on Netflix. I'm still years behind on a bunch of other things. I'm trying to get caught up on Game of Thrones before that starts up. But I'm still on season 3. I think. Yeah. I mean, I haven't even gotten to the Red Wedding. I mean, I know what happens in the Red Wedding, but I am not even at that point yet. I think that Jamie Lannister and that female knight have gotten captured, I think. I don't know. Anyway. So, yeah, I'd like to look forward to stuff when it comes to TV, but I just don't have time, you know. Any upcoming movies you're going to see in the theater? Nope. The next one, I take that back. The next one that I am planning to see in the theater is Avengers Endgame. And know, that might be the last movie that me and Steven go see together. And I think that we will, because we saw the first part. So, yeah, my boy's growing old. Have you ever played disc golf? I didn't even know it was a thing until I saw your pictures. There you go. What has happened to Patreon perks? 10 people want to know. Well, I cannot think of anything that I can do or create for Patreon people, except every now and then come up with a new, you know, new podcast episodes, you know. I'm not regular ones share with people, but just for the subscribers, the patrons, the patrons. Jesus, that's what I'm looking for. However, I haven't had a time to do the regular show, so trust me, I really haven't had time to do the to think of anything for the patrons. However, that is something I definitely do want to change. If you have any ideas, let me know. If there's something, you know, let me know. Even if it's t-shirts, I can get some markers and draw some damn t-shirts. You know, just joking. Anyway, yeah, that's something that is a definite failure on my part. And it's one thing that I really truly regret. I'm glad that you guys have all stuck by and remain patrons anyway. But yeah, just I don't know what to say except watch this space. I will come up with something else. All right, and finally, this is the comment, and it's just that I want the TV show Terriers back. You know, I agree. It was one of my favorite television shows when it was out. That was a good season. You know, it reminded me of, let's just say, a modern day. It would be like a modern day version to me of Rockford Files. It's just the impression I got. Although, if you ever watched the first Rockford Files, man, oh man, was it slow. There was this one part, and I swear to God, it seemed like he was supposed to meet somebody in like a bathroom at a bar, right? And he's standing in the bathroom, and this guy comes in. No, he walks into the bathroom. This is a guy washing his hands, and they show him, the camera shows this guy washing his hands for what seemed to be like a minute or two. And now he's washing his hands, he's cleaning his nails, basically taking up a lot of time before Jim Rock. You know, Jim Rockford's looking like, damn, dude, you heard the fuck up. And I'm thinking the same thing as I'm watching it. But anyway, that's Rockford Files, which was another show that I liked, well, the first couple seasons. I like Terriers. I wish Terriers had never gone away. However, if Terriers had gone away, we would have somebody else playing Harvey Bullock on Gotham. And the only other person I could see playing that part would be Tyler Labine. And yeah, he would have made a pretty good Harvey Bullock. But I think that Donald Logue makes a great Harvey Bullock, you know. And if you are not watching Gotham this season with the whole, it's called Legend of the Dark Knight, but it's really No Man's Land, and it's really good. It's just, man, this is my favorite season so far, and of course it's also going to be the last. And speaking of the last, that's the last thing I'm going to say, because I'm at work now, so I'm done making a lot of noise, a lot of comic book noise. Take it easy.
subscribe on Wednesday.